Hey, James, it's Scarlett. I've been meaning to tell you something. It's about Danielle. I mean, I know that you think that you guys have been doing really well lately, but the truth is, she's been cheating on you, like, a lot. And when I say a lot, I mean with every single one of our guy friends. It all kind of started, well, quite a while ago, actually. She always tells us how you guys never have sex, like, ever. She always says some pretty cruel things. I don't know if I should tell you, but, I mean, I think you deserve to know. She talks about how you can't satisfy her, and how basically only all of her guy friends can get her off, and that you just don't give her what she needs. So she goes around getting it from other people. I mean, the first time that I know of was, remember when we went back to that festival? Dan got some tickets for us for this festival, and she claims that she just wanted to thank him. So she spent, like, the whole time in his tent, basically. I'm pretty sure she was fucking him already then. I mean, I know she lies to you about this too, but she did a lot of drugs there. I mean, she was on ecstasy almost the entire time, and Dan brought some coke with him. So I'm pretty sure they started doing drugs together, and one thing led to another, and I know she definitely sucked him off in his tent. But I'm pretty sure some other stuff happened too. I mean, she said something about the way he fits inside her is just so much better than you. How he's so much bigger and fills her up. I mean, she talks about it pretty much all the time. How Dan is huge and stuffs her so good. She talks about how many orgasms he gave her while they were hanging out that whole weekend. And, well, basically, she says a lot of dirty stuff that she does with him. I mean, really dirty stuff. Stuff that she said she'd never bother doing with you because you're just not good enough. I mean, she gives him blowjobs constantly, pretty much every day that she sees him. And I know that he definitely fucked her in the ass. She was screaming so loud, moaning. I mean, he must have given her like 4 orgasms in one night. Everyone at the festival heard it. She was even screaming stuff about you. I mean, about how you never make her feel that good. And I mean, everyone was kind of laughing about it at the time. Especially Dan. He loved it. And it wasn't just at the festival. I mean, she does drugs with him all the time, and it's not even just Dan. Danielle has been getting around quite a bit since we went away that weekend without you. Basically, she fucks every guy in our friend group. Jared, Austin, Alan. There's more, but I don't think that's really important. Only maybe a dozen guys. I mean, that's not so bad, right? Although, she kind of tells us all that they're all better than you. I mean, she fucks Dan the most. He's the one that started it all, after all. I know they do ecstasy together all the time, and all those nights that she says she's coming and doing a girls' night, she never actually shows up. Or if she does, she brings Dan with her, and they end up going off to the bathroom at the bar, and, well, again, the entire bar can basically hear them fucking. I remember just last week, her, Dan, and Austin snuck away together while we were all drinking and dancing, and they ended up actually getting kicked out of the bar for having a threesome in the bathroom. She was basically straddling Austin on the bathroom floor, and Dan was behind her fucking her in the ass. She told me later that night that it was the best sex she's ever had, and that she'd never bother having a threesome with you. She seemed to be having, like, a lot of fun. She really liked it. I mean, she talks about it all the time, about how they make her come, and basically she's never come with you, apparently. I guess you're just not big enough to satisfy her, and apparently your skills are kind of lacking, too. Well, she said Austin can finger her to completion so easy that he, like, finger bangs her and massages her G-spot in just the perfect way that she squirts. I know she told you she could never squirt, but apparently other guys can make her, just you can't. Anyway, well, that night apparently they made her come so much she, like, soaked the bathroom floor of the club. And it wasn't just her that was coming a lot, apparently. Apparently, she doesn't use condoms with them either. She brags a lot about that part. I think she might have the first time, but after she was so satisfied by another man and realized that she could get off and have her fun without you, I guess she just stopped caring. Anyway, she never uses protection anymore. She says you guys never have sex really anyway, so it doesn't matter. It's not like she's risking you or anything. But I think she kind of likes the idea of it, of knowing that all these other guys are fucking her in every hole, in every way imaginable, making her feel so good, and then even coming inside her. She says the thrill is pretty exciting, and that she goes over to Dan's house, and he bends her over and sticks it in each of her holes, back and forth and back and forth, and then he just, well, he cream pies her. She said she tries to keep it in as much as possible because she loves feeling him inside her while she goes home to you. She said once she even fucked Dan for like 4 hours when she was supposed to be out working or something. He basically came inside her pussy and ass like 2 or 3 times each. And then she came home and, well, she said she got into bed with you and was just touching herself with him just gushing out of her, and she was pretty hopped up on cocaine and just loved the idea of laying next to you knowing you had no idea, while she was actually stuffed full of all of Dan's cum and it was like gushing out of her. I guess she apparently made quite a stain on your sheets too, and she just made you clean it. I know, she told me all about it, all about the story the next day, about how you guys woke up and you said there was something wrong with the sheets, that she must have spilled something or when she was drunk, and made you wash the sheets that had his cum and her juices all over them. I mean, it's kind of sick, but she brags like crazy about it. She absolutely loves it. And, I mean, it's not just him that she lets come inside her. It's all of them. Sometimes she goes and fucks a couple of guys a night. Sometimes a couple of guys at once. I mean, she's had tons of threesomes. I know she would never try that with you. Because all she would want to do, she said, was like, fuck the other guy and make you watch. Besides, she kind of said she likes knowing that you have no idea what's going on behind her back. Apparently, that's part of the thrill. But she says the main thing is that you just don't do it for her. You don't satisfy her. You can never get her off. She just fakes her orgasms anytime you actually do get in bed. Which she says is never. And she tells everyone this. I don't know if you realize this, but she talks to everyone she comes across. Tells them how, well, how useless you are in bed. That your cock's not big enough to even fill her up. That you can't even finger her right. And every time you try to eat her out, she just lays there and waits for it to stop. She says Dan's really good at it, though. That when he eats her out, he just makes her clit throb and she squirts all over his face every single time. She said that she's basically never been with a guy who's been worse in bed than you, or even close to as bad as you are. That you're just kind of worthless and useless, and she says it to everyone, even people you know. Your friends, they all hear her talking about all the guys she fucks. It's kind of crazy, James. She gets so dirty with them. Lots of foreplay, lots of public sex especially. I mean, she goes out and does drugs so much and then just fucks every guy she meets. But it's the guys in our friend group that really get her off. I think it's partially because you know them. She said it makes her really hot. She fucks Dan every couple days at least and makes him cream pie her and cum in her mouth. She even said she swallows it all the time. Something she would never do for you. I know that for sure. She says you're just not worth the effort. You're not worth her time in bed. And that you never get anything good because she never gets anything good out of it. She basically cheats on you constantly, brags about it, and tells everyone how bad you are in the sack. I'm so sorry to have to tell you this, but she's actually fucking Dan right now. She told me she was going over there and that she couldn't wait to suck his cock, that it was so big that she almost gags on it. She texted me a couple times, actually, on my way over here. Well, here's one. It's actually a picture of her. I don't know if you want to see it, but his cock is all the way down her throat. She's just laughing at you. She texted me saying, too bad James's cock could never be even half this big or half this satisfying. And, well, she said a couple other things, too. She even texted me when he was making her come. She just loves to brag about it. She thinks it's hilarious, knowing that you're here all by yourself, waiting for her to come home while she's getting stuffed by Dan, fucking her so hard and making her squirt all over him the way you never could. And apparently he's already come in her twice today. Once in her ass and once in her pussy. She said she wants to save it all for when she gets home to you. I mean, personally, I know she thinks it's super hot and I don't know how you even feel about it, but I'm pretty sure he's gonna get her pregnant at some point, and well, I guess I just thought you should know. She's been super slutty lately, and I think she's gonna keep going even more. I mean, at this point, she's already talking about waiting till you're asleep and sneaking Dan in so that they can fuck right in the room while you're sleeping. Anyway, hope you're not too upset by this. Sorry, James.